I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. China has spent close to $400 million so far in an effort to make this summer's games the high-tech Olympics. For example, the tickets to the opening and closing ceremonies come complete with special microchips. They're designed in part to prove that the holder of the ticket is really the person who bought it. But even more than the organizers, it's the athletes who are pushing new technologies to the fore. The World's technology correspondent Clark Boyd has been following some of the recent developments. Okay, Clark, let's start on land first. You have found out about an interesting high-tech device, I guess if you can call it high-tech, that's in the works to help marathoners.
Yeah, perhaps best not to call it high-tech. They're rice husks.
Rice husks.
That's right.
Hard enough to say, but I can't imagine how they're going to help marathoners.
Well, there's some new running shoes that have been designed for marathoners, and they've been designed by Hitoshi Mimura, who is a former marathoner himself, and he's Japanese. He designs running shoes for the ASICS company in Japan, and he's incorporated ground rice husks into the rubber soles of his shoes.
Yeah, why?
Rice husks absorb water quite well. And Mimura claims that the shoes will really help grip in Beijing's hot and humid weather and with a 26-mile course that could be very wet in certain places.
Okay, so it was designed by this Japanese athlete. Will American marathoners be using these ground rice husk devices in the soles of their shoes?
There are a couple of American runners who are going to try them out to see how they feel with them. You know, runners like to say it's all about the shoe. When you're running for 26 miles, you have to be extremely comfortable in the shoes that you're wearing. And there are two runners, Ryan Hall and Dina Castor, who are going to start testing out these rice husk shoes.
Well, be interested in finding out what happens there. Let's move to the water, though. How about swimmers? Any high-tech advantage for them?
Well, there's been a lot of controversy lately about some of the swimwear. We seem to have come full circle. You remember those great pictures from the turn of the century where people would wear full body length suits? Well, actually, the full body suit is back.
Not as blousy, though, as
no,
it used to
no,
be.
No. It's skin tight.
Aerodynamic.
In fact, this really is a second skin. And these really do cover, both on men and women, the full body.
Like scuba suits?
Yeah, almost like scuba suits, only even tighter. And they have special paneling in them that allows them to slipstream through the water faster and provide more buoyancy. And in swimming, buoyancy equals speed.
So where'd the controversy come?
Speedo launches this swimsuit. All of a sudden, world records start falling. Everybody who's wearing this swimsuit is swimming incredibly fast. Other companies that make swimsuits, they get a little bit upset about this. They go to the International Olympic Committee. They complain. They actually bring a lawsuit against Speedo.
Based on the grounds of
it's not really legal by Olympic Committee standards.
Because you're too buoyant.
Almost, yeah, because you're too buoyant.
Okay.
And then lo and behold, all of these other swimsuit makers, they kind of have suits like this in the works anyway. Now they've all come out with those swimsuits. Basically, the International Olympic Committee thinks that the playing field has leveled off now. So you're going to see most swimmers wearing these high-tech swimsuits.
Oh, that ought to be pretty interesting. All right, so there is another issue that's on the mind of many athletes, the heat and the humidity. How are the athletes preparing to handle both those things?
Obviously, you could go and train in a hot and humid climate.
I think a lot of them are.
Yeah, exactly.
It's South Korea and other places.
But what do you do if you're in, say, Northern Europe? Well, in the British case, the British Olympic Committee has come up with this incredible thing. They call it an environmental chamber. And it's about 21 feet by 21 feet, completely enclosed. They can put different kinds of training equipment in there, and they can completely control the heat and the humidity of the room. They can control the oxygen in the room so it can simulate altitude. And they have their athletes train in this.
So it's kind of an enhanced sauna.
Exactly.
And how about the particle-borne irritants in the air in Beijing?
If you would be talking about pollution.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, of course, this is a huge issue. And the British Olympic Committee is not saying whether or not they're pumping exhaust fumes into this little chamber. I would imagine that that's probably not what's being done. But they're being extremely tight-lipped about what sort of training methods they're using in their special chamber.
All right. Thank you very much. The World's technology correspondent, Clark Boyd. Thanks a lot, Clark.
You're welcome, Lisa.